This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Wednesday, 15 July 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Across Israel today, the weather is warm and sunny. Temperatures are comfortable in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, inviting many people to enjoy the outdoors. In Haifa, it's a bit cooler, while Eilut remains hot, perfect for those heading to the beach. Here are today's headlines. First, from Israel Hayom, 4 hours ago, Trump warns Iran. The U.S. president presents a timeline for escalation and clarifies that the attacks will continue until an agreement is reached. Also, according to the Times of Israel, 2 hours ago, the U.S. reimposes a naval blockade as Trump threatens to ramp up strikes on Iran, demanding negotiations. Also this hour, the Jerusalem Post reports, 43 minutes ago, Iranian strikes caused massive explosions in Kuwait and drones strike U.S. military in Jordan. No injuries reported. Separately, JNS earlier today notes Netanyahu warns Iran, saying, "Attack us and we will hit you harder than last time." And finally, from the Australian Jewish News 3 hours ago, universities front the Royal Commission focusing on anti-Semitism on campuses today. Here's what people are saying online. Eli Afriat, an Israeli commentator, posted just minutes ago that Iran isn't afraid of Trump, but it is definitely afraid of Benjamin Netanyahu. Eyal Yacobi, a media analyst, questioned the effectiveness of community notes in a post from earlier, highlighting a Russian video with millions of views. Raylan Givens, a geopolitical observer, shared 45 minutes ago that the Iranian Revolutionary Guards declared the Strait of Hormuz will stay closed until U.S. actions cease. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Trump's warning to Iran. In earlier reporting by Israel Hayom, the U.S. president has laid out a potential path for further military action, emphasizing that the attacks will persist until Iran agrees to negotiate. This underscores the heightened tensions and the potential for significant regional impact. Turning to the naval blockade reimposed by the U.S., as noted by the Times of Israel earlier today, the blockade aims to pressure Iran into negotiations. Trump has called for immediate talks, yet recent communications between U.S. and Iranian officials seem to suggest a complex diplomatic landscape. The blockade further complicates international maritime traffic and regional security. Meanwhile, the Iranian strikes in Kuwait and Jordan, reported by the Jerusalem Post, mark a significant escalation. These strikes come hours after Trump's announcement, showing the rapid escalation of military engagements. The regional allies are on high alert, with implications for U.S. military presence and Middle Eastern stability. In earlier reporting by JNS, Netanyahu's stern warning to Iran highlights Israel's stance on potential aggression. The Prime Minister's assurance of a strong response reflects Israel's readiness for any conflict scenarios affecting regional military postures. Finally, the Australian Jewish News reports on the Royal Commission's focus on anti-Semitism at universities. Today's session examines how universities are responding to these challenges, which could influence policies and campus environments in the future. Turning to business news. First, CTEC reported that J Ventures has expanded with a $36 million third fund. This venture firm, supported by a global network of Jewish investors and executives, continues to grow its asset base. Separately, Ynet Business highlights that Qatar has reportedly blocked a crisis hit Volkswagen's Iron Dome deal with Israel. This deal was set to manufacture missile defense components, potentially affecting thousands of jobs. And finally, Walla Business discusses a new investigation by Der Spiegel. It reveals a secretive collaboration between Russia and China aimed at arming Iran. This development could have far-reaching implications for regional security and international relations. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Wednesday. Our next update is at 7 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.